Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Welcome back, Ram fans. Episode 408 of Rams Up. And I'm going to start with a trivia question. The answer to this trivia question is a player who wore number 8 for our Los Angeles Rams. Episode 308, I talked about Sam Bradford. Moving on to another guy. On August 27th, 1994, the Rams traded a fourth-round pick in the 1995 draft to the Broncos and acquired this player. He was a quarterback, became the Rams' third-string quarterback behind Chris Miller and Chris Chandler, quite a quarterback room at that time. This player played in 5 games, mostly as a place-kick holder, and also played quarterback in 2 of those games. Finished his Rams career with 10 passes and 19 attempts for 141 yards. No TDs and 2 interceptions. A quarterback that came over from the Rams from the Broncos in 1994. The answer at the end of this episode. And I also wanted to share a real quick sports pet peeve. Really slim pickings when it comes to pet peeves. I've covered so many of them. But one of them occurred to me the other day. After Oakland upset Kentucky in the March Madness tournament, college basketball, they noted that the coach had told his team before the game, "We have to plan on practicing in this arena for a second round game. We're not here just to participate." Something to that effect. And after they beat Kentucky, everybody was talking about that, this great speech he gave to his team. And you know what? It probably was a great speech. But how many times does the coach of a 16 seed or a 15, 14, 13 seed make that exact same speech and then they go out and lose by 40? Probably happens more times prior to a loss than it does to an upset win. But hey, I get it. It's a fun thing to talk about. It's kind of cliche, though. That's my sports pet peeve for this episode. Got some Ram ruminations here. Did you hear Sean McVay talking about the Aaron Donald retirement? Folks asking him, what's the plan? And he said, more or less, hey, we are working on that as we speak. So I'm starting to think the Rams are in the process of making a move that's going to improve their defensive line or potentially the edge. Of course, he said, as I have said during many of our mocks, you know, you talk about trading up or trading back. There are 31 other teams. They all have a plan too, and it may run counter to what your objective is, obviously. So whether the Rams get something done as far as a signing in the next week or so, or right before the draft, or a trade during the draft, takes at least two to tango, sometimes three, if you're trading for a guy that has a franchise tag. I stumbled across a mock draft that I thought was pretty good. A draft on Fantasy Pros, they had four guys alternating picks. The first gentleman selected Byron Murphy, saying that with the Donald retirement, they have to go defensive line. You're not going to replace Aaron Donald. You're not going to follow in his footsteps and make everybody forget about the great number 99, but it just makes sense to replenish that position. And he took Murphy over Newton for the same reason Paul Walia and I have been leaning towards Murphy. He's better at getting to the quarterback, and the stats back that up. And with the second pick, kind of followed suit with what we have been doing here on Rams Up. They took a cornerback, but they took a cornerback we haven't really talked about, Mike Sanristil out of Michigan. And what they said about him was he's a guy that can play strong safety, can move up and cover the slot as well. And really good input on how I think the Rams should be approaching their secondary. Draft a guy that you can use in a variety of ways. Figure it out later. They mentioned the Cameron Curl signing. They mentioned that Quinton Lake can play the slot or potentially safety. Same things we have been saying during our mock drafts. Bring in this guy out of Michigan. Add to your secondary. Figure it out as you go. Just a really good football player, a guy you want on your team, and a guy that will be on the field gives you just more flexibility in the secondary. But this is the problem with this cornerback out of Michigan. He's a former receiver. He's 5'9", 182 pounds, so I'm not really convinced he can play safety, especially strong safety. Former receiver with only 2 years experience playing cornerback, but has demonstrated some real talent, some real skill for the ball, understands routes, and has a knack for making big plays, but he really actually could be limited to playing the slot. Not sure if I agree with the safety assessment. And I asked Paul Walia to chime in, and that's kind of his feedback as well. A little bit undersized, but certainly very talented. So I don't mind the selection. Not sure I agree entirely with Fantasy Pros' assessment of his skill set, though. And look at this. I had expressed concern about who is going to be the Rams' backup quarterback weeks 1 and 2 when Jimmy G is on suspension. And it has been reported that quarterback Stetson Bennett is joining the Rams for their offseason workouts. So maybe there is hope. Maybe Stetson Bennett will be the guy those first 2 weeks at least, and hopefully beyond that. Feel much better about our quarterback situation. Stafford, Jimmy G, Stetson Bennett back room. Potentially a pretty darn good quarterback room. And I know there's a lot of people not happy about the Jimmy G signing, but hey, you could do a lot worse. I'll be back in a second. I have an add-on from yesterday's discussion about edge rushers in the draft.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know, we've talked about edge rusher probably more than any other position in this NFL draft because it's an area of concern for our Los Angeles Rams, obviously is. discussed our situation in mid-February and revisited the topic just yesterday, just our last episode. But there's one guy I have been overlooking, kind of dismissing, and you know what? To be complete here, we probably need to talk about him a little bit more, and that is Dallas Turner, the edge rusher out of Alabama. And what I did was I took all three of these top edge rushers, at least most people think they're the top three. I'll get into some contrary opinions here in a second. But the top three that we've been considering, Dallas Turner, Laiatu Latu, and Jared Verse. So let's do a one-by-one comparison in a bunch of categories here and see if maybe Dallas Turner could be the guy. Now, he will probably be the first one drafted, I'm thinking. That seems to be the consensus. So would the Rams even have the ammunition to move up and get him if they thought he was their guy? Which, to be frank, is one of the reasons I've been probably subconsciously dismissing him. But let's look at this. Dallas Turner from Alabama, Laiatu Latu from UCLA, and Jared Verse from Florida State. So obviously Turner has faced the toughest competition. Height and weight. Turner is the shortest and lightest of the three, 6'3", 247. Latu, the tallest and the heaviest, 6'5", 259, just edging out Jared Verse from Florida State, 6'4", 254. 40 times as you'd expect, 4.46 for Turner, 4.58 for Verse, and 4.64 for Latu. And I'm not going to get into a bunch of combine numbers, but I think the 40 speed is probably the most relevant here. NFL.com rating. Well, Verse is at the top with a 6.73 rating, meaning a day one impact starter. Dallas Turner is next with a 6.70. Latu, a little bit behind those guys, 6.50. But what was interesting is the player comparisons. Even though Latu is, I think at this point, number three among these three, as far as the draft experts, they compare him to TJ Watt. Not bad. I'll take another TJ Watt any day of the week. Dallas Turner is compared to Brian Burns. And again, I'll have one of those as well. Jared Verse. They compare him to Lamar Woodley. And not to slander Lamar Woodley, but I'll take a TJ Watt or Brian Burns over Lamar Woodley at this point. And what did sources say? And this is all according to NFL.com. They have some really good draft profiles. I'm going to be quoting them. I might as well point you to their site. In my opinion, it is the most trustworthy information on draft prospects. What did they say about Dallas Turner? This was an NFC executive. He's such a talented athlete. One of the biggest mistakes people make is looking past athletic ability and focusing too much on technique or polish when they come out. Just look for dudes and coach the rest of it. That's from an NFC executive. And I understand what he's saying. Totally agree. Maybe it takes a little bit more time coaching up, but you have great coaches on your staff. Get that done. If he's the guy with the most athletic ability, maybe you pounce on him. What did they say about Latu? This is from an AFC executive. Dallas Turner is going to go higher, but Latu is easily the most skilled rusher in the draft. Kind of the opposite, right? Maybe not the best athlete, but he's ready to go day one. Is that what you want, though? Do you want a guy that maybe is ready to go, but in the end, Dallas Turner is going to be the better edge rusher? And what did they say about Jared Verse? This is from an NFC executive as well. He really sees the game well, and he's got the athleticism to go with it. I think he'll be one of the best defensive players to come out of this draft. So what does this tell me? This tells me that the experts that compiled this feel like Latu might be better on day one, but in the long run, Turner and Verse may be better prospects. That's my interpretation. That's not to say that Latu is not going to be a great player and is not a valid selection early in the first round of the draft, but I'm just the messenger here. Let's look at some rankings, and it's all over the place. Daniel Jeremiah of NFL.com had it Turner versus Latu. Draft Buzz had it Verse, and then Turner and Latu tied, 2A and 2B. Fox Sports had it Latu versus Turner. and Pro Football Network, they had Turner number one, Chop Robinson number two, Verse three, and Latu four. And DraftWire had Latu one, followed by Chop Robinson, and then Dallas Turner. Jared Verse was not in the top five. He was bumped out by Braylon Trice and Muhammad Kamara. Man, it's a tough call deciding who I want the Rams to pick. I know they're going to figure it out on their own. And my only guess is who they want to take. Based on this information, I might lean towards Dallas Turner ahead of Verse and Verse ahead of Latu. And there's one other ding on Latu. He had that serious injury to his neck when he was at Washington. So you have to consider that. And I'm sure he's going to check out okay. And hey, remember I mentioned this the other day. Robert Quinn had some serious medical concerns when he came out and the Rams drafted him. And that turned out pretty good for the St. Louis Rams at the time. So I think the order of these guys is going to be Turner, Verse, and Latu. I think I'd be happy with any one of them. But maybe Dallas Turner, in the long run, is going to be the best of these guys. That size worries me a little bit, though. 6'3", 247, compared to Verse and Latu anyways. But he has faced the toughest competition. Can't ignore that. Now, remember, Turner is not falling to number 19. He may not even get out of the top 10. Verse, probably in the low teens, Latu could be there at 19. Man, I think all three of these guys are going to be solid NFL players. And then there's Chop Robinson. I think he's going to go fourth. I think I'd be happy with him. Didn't include him here. We've talked about him quite a bit. We'll take a closer look at the top edge rushers right before the draft. I'll get Paul on and we'll scrutinize these top five or six edge rushers and see who the Rams might jump on early in the draft. I still think they're going defensive tackle first at this point. But man, if they think Dallas Turner, Latu, or Jared Verse are going to be a more of an immediate impact, and we can find someone in the third round or second round to plug in at defensive tackle, maybe that's the route they go. And the answer to my trivia question, the quarterback traded from the Broncos to the Rams for a fourth round pick in 1994, UCLA's Tommy Maddox. Rams released him after the 1994 season. His most significant production came with the Steelers at the end of his career, ended up starting 32 games for them. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.